Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
So far, federal authorities are saying little about the death of infamous Boston crime boss James Whitey Bulger, who died yesterday less than a day after being moved to a federal prison in West Virginia. Several reports say he was killed by other inmates there, beaten to death. Bulger, who was in poor health, was serving a life sentence following his 2013 conviction on charges of racketeering and participating in 11 murders. His victims and their families hope Bulger's death puts an end to a notorious chapter in Boston history. But, as WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, that may not be what happens.
When news broke that Whitey Bulger was killed in prison yesterday, Stephen Davis had a hard time believing it was true and understanding exactly how he now felt about the man accused of killing his sister.
It would feel like real justice, if that's what real justice feels like, you know, wishing bad upon people that did bad, you know.
A jury did issue a no finding on charges that Bulger killed Davis's sister, Deborah Davis. She was the longtime girlfriend of Bulger's top lieutenant, Stephen Flemmy. Flemmy testified in gruesome detail that Bulger killed Davis because she knew that both men were FBI informants. Former Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz says convoluted stories like those that were heard during Bulger's trial involving who may have been ratting on whom, regardless of what side of the law they were on, are part of what drew attention to the story of Bulger and his gang of mobsters.
The way that they turned on him, the way that they cooperated with the government, that also added another level of fascination that makes this case sort of stand out.
Ortiz, who is now an attorney with the Boston firm Anderson Krieger, says she's gratified that authorities were able to catch Bulger in California in 2011 after he was on the run for 16 years, and that her office was able to successfully prosecute Bulger. But she's also concerned that now, with questions about his death in prison, there might be renewed interest in Bulger.
And I'm hoping now that, you know, with the notoriety that has always been attached to Whitey Bulger and that continues, that I hope that with his death, it doesn't take attention away from where the focus I thought should always be, and that is with the family and the victims of his crimes.
And more attention to the Bulger story is likely.
My phone's been ringing all morning.
Matt Valentinus is a Boston-based entertainment attorney who's worked on a book and documentary about Bulger.
I think the Whitey Bulger industry, in terms of books and movies and podcasts, is now going to come alive. It's sort of like the last tale. And my hope is that the families get some closure out of this and they get the last say and that they get some of the money that they're due.
And if that happens, Stephen Davis knows exactly what he'll do if someone is found responsible for Bulger's murder.
If there is someone out there that did that and he's brought to trial on it, I'd congratulate the guy. I'd send him money to his canteen, give him a mail on me or something, you know.
Bulger's former lawyer, J.W. Carney, issued a statement saying that Bulger, quote, was sentenced to life in prison, but as a result of decisions by the Federal Bureau of Prisons, that sentence has been changed to the death penalty. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.